Lenten Journey, Day 6, Facilitating the Vision. The first Saturday of Lent is dedicated to the saint Sahag Bartev. In Orthodox tradition, we look to the saints as examples of people just like us, humans who were able to rise to the occasion, who were able to sacrifice themselves, who were able to express their love in unique ways. Sahag Bartev was one such saint, one such person who rose to the occasion and used his God-given talents to promote the gospel and spread the message of love and hope. In the year 301, Armenia accepted Christianity. The move to educate the people in the ways of Christ was underway. A monk by the name of Mesrob, Saint Mesrob Mashtots, had the vision to invent an Armenian alphabet so that we could relay the message of Christ to the Armenian people. And he found a partner in making that vision a reality in the person of Catholicos Sahag Bartev, the head of the Armenian church at that time. Sahag Bartev basically underwrote the project, basically commissioned the invention of the Armenian alphabet. And sure enough, in the year 431, the Holy Scriptures were translated, and there became the breath of God, Astvazashunsh, for the Armenian people. Countless generations being taught and instructed and inspired through that breath, through that Holy Scripture that was speaking in their own language. A vision becomes reality. Each and every one of us has our own dreams, has our own visions of what our life should be, of what our community should be, what our families might be, and what this world should be. Each of us going through the Lenten journey has an opportunity to really inventory those dreams, much like we do our diet, much like we do our relationships, to look at our dreams closely. What are the dreams that we have for ourselves as well as our families and our communities? This is the time to do it. And just like Saint Mesrob, realizing that we cannot do it alone, that we need to be plugged in to a larger community. We need to find and strengthen those relationships with people who have the same vision, with people who dream the same dreams. As we heighten our prayer life, as we meditate during this Lenten season, let us remember also that Jesus has a dream for peace, has a dream for love and kindness and charity to all of his children. And he looks to the Sahag Bartev. He looks to us. He looks to his church, his holy body, who becomes the facilitator, the arms, the legs, the mouth, to do his work here in this world. Let us pray the prayer of Saint Nerses Shnor Ali. O Jesus, wisdom of the Father, grant me wisdom that I may always think, speak, and do that which is good in your sight. Save me from evil thoughts, words, and deeds. Have mercy on your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. This is Father Voskin, looking forward to taking the next step in our Lenten journey with you tomorrow. Also join us on epostle.net. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic Universe.